Epilogue. Extract from the writings of a badger maid.
14 seasons is no great length of time to most elders, but to me it is the sum of my entire life so far. A few days ago, I finished reading the Family Chronicle, which was written by my mother, Lady Selixa of Salamandastron. Maybe I have not lived through the adventures of my parents and their friends, but I have a lifetime ahead. So this morning I started to write my own chronicle. Who knows, mayhaps I have inherited some writing skill from my mother. However, with all the goings on around here, it is hard to concentrate. Did I tell you, tonight is the great Midsummer Eve feast. The shore in front of our mountain will be decked with lanterns and garlanded with blossoms. It's going to be a time for wonderful food, happy music and great entertainment. Then guess what? Tomorrow afternoon, I will be boarding the good ship Eulalia, bound on a voyage to Redwall Abbey. Such excitement! But let me tell you how all this came to be. Back to my chronicle. You must remember that being young, I rely on family and friends for certain information about events that occurred when I was a mere babe, or even farther back before I was born. I have a few to thank for their time and patience in assisting me. My mother, Selixa, and my father, Gorath, Lord of Salamandastron, my granduncle, General Mull, Aunt Mordy, the regimental Colonel Cook and Caterer, and rascally old Uncle Rangval, unofficial scout in charge to the Long Patrol. Also the various Gowsum Shoes, Otters and Redwallers I have encountered when the Eulalia makes her annual voyage from the River Moss, which they tell me is not far from the Abbey. Well, it seems that when Eulalia first came to our mountain, in the final days of that long-gone summer, there was widespread rejoicing. A feast, which lasted 4 days, took place. It was during the final evening of the celebrations. Every beast was seated around a fire on the shore, singing, feasting, and enjoying those last warm days of the season. A young hedgehog, Orquil Prink, made the remark that soon the falling leaves of autumn would be sticking to his head spikes. This seemed to affect old Lord Ashai greatly. His jovial mood deserted him, and he sat there in a state of deep depression. Every beast present thought the ancient badger had merely fallen asleep, because he was very old and it was getting quite late. Not wishing to waken Lord Ashai, the Long Patrol hares stopped roaring out rowdy barrack room ditties. My father turned to my mother, who had not sung thus far. Knowing she possessed a sweet, gentle voice, he persuaded her to give a rendition of the little ballad she had performed for him that night beneath the stars on the plateau.